Okay, folks, thanks again for tuning in. 3 o'clock for another devotional. Lovely to have you with us. We're just off Sloane Street in Lisburn City, and we're hanging around here. There's a sign above my head, no loitering. Used to wonder what that meant, and I remember saying to Mum, what's it mean to loiter? Why is there a sign up there, no loitering? She says, no hanging about. You're not really meant just to hang around these parts for whatever reason. Maybe people feel intimidated whenever they see someone like me or someone like you loitering outside their house. Spiritually speaking, a lot of people are loitering. A lot of Christians spend their lives in a spiritual sense loitering, hanging about, not really doing much of any value or purpose or direction. Maybe for years you've been spiritually loitering, even as a member of the Church of Christ, maybe a member of your local church assembly, and you've never really got involved. You just kind of hang around the place on the periphery. And not that everybody's called to be a preacher, not everybody's called to be an evangelist, a missionary, a Sunday school teacher, an office bearer, a door-to-door worker, whatever it might be. But everybody can do something for Christ. Everybody has a role to play in the Church of Jesus Christ. Those who know the Saviour ought always to be active and to be busy, running with patience the race that is set before us. Maybe there's something that you can do for the Saviour instead of just being a spiritually loitering about without really any purpose or direction. But maybe you're not a Christian and you're not saved at all, and you know that, but you've been maybe thinking for years about becoming a Christian, and it's always in the back of your mind, and you've been thinking, someday I'll have to get right with God, someday I'll have to nail my colours to the mast, someday I'll have to be converted. But you're loitering, you're halting, as it were, between two opinions. And in 1 Kings chapter 18, the great prophet Elijah, standing in Mount Carmel, was addressing the children of Israel. And he asked them this great question: how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord, if Jehovah is God, serve him. But if Baal, then serve him. But don't stand in the middle ground. Don't try to sit upon the fence. Don't stand in a spiritual no man's land. Don't loiter. Don't halt. Don't hang around between two opinions. Choose God or choose the world. It's one or the other. You can't live in two kingdoms. You can't have a foot in both camps. You can't ride two horses. You can't travel two directions. And he was accusing the people of loitering. How long halt ye between two opinions? And maybe that's a question that you need to answer. How long are you going to loiter? How long are you going to halt between two opinions? Are you going to side with God or not? Choose you this day, Joshua said, whom you will serve. Moses said, who is on the Lord's side? Come out and stand with me. David said, who then is willing this day to consecrate his service unto the Lord? Pilate said, what shall I do with Jesus, which is called the Christ? The Lord Jesus asked his disciples, what think ye of Christ? And ever the word of God calls us to decision. And indecision is often the ruin of many. Ronald Reagan was one of the great presidents of the United States of America. And he said later in life that whenever he was just a young man, a teenager, he learned the value of making important decisions without delay. Because whenever he was a youngster, he was wearing an old pair of boots, and they had worn out, and he needed a new pair of boots. And so in those days, he went to the shoemaker. And the shoemaker says, well, you're going to have to make a decision of what type of toes you want on your boots. Do you want square toes or round toes? And Reagan, as a young man, sort of scratched his head and says, I'm just not too sure about that. So the shoemaker says, listen, go home and think about it. And in a couple of days' time, come back and tell me what type of shoes you want, round toes or square toes. So in a couple of days, the shoemaker met him again and says, have you made your decision? Reagan says, I just can't decide. I'm just not sure. A couple of days went past. Met the shoemaker again. The shoemaker says, what type of shoes do you want, round toes or square toes? And again, Reagan kind of scratched his head. So in a couple of days after that, Reagan went to the shoemaker, and the shoemaker presented him with a pair of shoes. And Reagan says, well, I still haven't decided. And he opened the bag and put out the boots. And there was, of course, two boots there, two shoes. One had a round toe and the other had a square toe. And the shoemaker says, next time, make a decision, or the decision will be made for you. And Reagan says he looked back to that event in his life as being a turning point whenever he realized the value and the importance of making clear-cut decisions. And maybe that's you spiritually. You still haven't decided for Christ. You still haven't stood out on his side. If you don't decide for Christ, the decision will be made for you. He that believeth not is condemned already. God bless you. Thanks for listening.